Hello and welcome to Mapenzi Organics, the podcast. I am your host, Abraham Imoge, and in this series, I will be taking you free classes on rabbit farming. In the last episode, we discussed estrus in rabbit breeding. I want to say a special thanks to listeners who have come up with suggestions for other podcasts and questions they are grappling with. You are appreciated. In this week's episode, we will consider sudden death in rabbits. The typical scenario is a rabbit that looks fine the night before and is dead the next morning. There are a few possible causes, but first, rabbit breeders must understand that rabbits are a very delicate species of animals. They have delicate digestive systems and so should not be fed just anything or that diet changed at any time. They also have delicate respiratory systems and so should not be exposed to extreme weather and so on. Now let's look at a few possible causes of sudden death in rabbits. Gastroenteritis. The normal intestine of rabbits and all foraging, plant-eating animals have natural occurring bacteria that help to break down the cellulose content of plants. When the natural occurring intestinal flora balance becomes overgrown due to some food change or imbalance, or when external bacteria are ingested and multiply rapidly, the toxins can kill the rabbit before any symptoms, such as diarrhea, appear, and many times within 12 to 24 hours. Fetal mortality is another possibility. Female rabbits give birth to 5 to 14 kittens at a time. This isn't very amazing, but the amazing thing is that like humans, rabbits can have miscarriages. Sometimes when these mishaps take place, in the final stages of pregnancy, when the fetuses are advanced in development and the young are retained in the dam's body, fetal reabsorption into the system becomes difficult, and such fetuses not reabsorbed become infected and toxic to the dam, who dies suddenly with an apparent pregnancy. Viral hemorrhagic disease, that is VHD. This has become a common occurrence here in Nigeria. This is so called because it is caused by a virus, thus it is incurable. And one of its main signs is the rabbit bleeding through the nose and mouth. It is a highly contagious disease in rabbits caused by the colicky virus. When you see bleeding through the nose and mouth, alongside symptoms like a loss of appetite, weakness, high fever, and sudden death in several rabbits, this usually is the cause. Pastorella multicida. Pastorella bacteria are a group of natural occurring bacteria in the respiratory tract of your rabbit and usually do not cause the rabbit to fall sick. When the rabbit's immunity falls, however, due to factors like stress from the elements, poor feeding, intensive breeding, and the like, serious consequences, including death, may occur due to the Pastorella bacteria multiplying and taking over the respiratory tract. Usually, such rabbits are found dead with wet noses from nasal discharge due to pneumonia. This disease also has variations that last over a long period of up to 30 days sometimes, but can kill a rabbit suddenly. Swallowing objects. For free-ranging rabbits, this is fairly common. Rabbits will sometimes ingest things like glass, sharp or large objects that can literally tear a rabbit's insides, causing severe internal bleeding. If you notice blood around the anus, this may be a sign of internal bleeding. Ingestion of poisons or wrong medication can cause sudden deaths in rabbits. I put these two causes together because Veterinary Pharmacy 101 will teach you that every drug is a potential poison. So the misadministration or the maladministration, as the case may be, can kill your rabbit. Also, if the rabbit dies suddenly, watch out for ingestion of things like rat poison and other poisonous substances. Now, the age of the rabbit also matters. Some sellers sell rabbits that are very old. Actually, it is difficult to identify the age of a rabbit. Rabbits stop growing after 18 months and they have the same size till they die or are eaten, depending on feeding. Rabbits are not like dogs, which show some physical signs of aging in their fur or their faces. So if you buy an old rabbit, which you didn't know was old, it may just die sooner than you expect. Fly infestation can also be a problem. When rabbits excrete, sometimes their anuses remain dirty. Flies can perch and lay eggs, especially in dirty housing. This becomes a very serious condition as your rabbit will catch infections inside their bodies without you knowing, and it could be eaten by the fly larvae from inside. Rabbits then die suddenly only to find larvae inside critical organs on post-mortem. Well, before I leave, here is your trivia for today's episode. Rabbits can die of fear. Yes, it is very possible for a rabbit to die of heart failure due to fear. Loud sounds such as rabbits and dogs make, sudden screams and bangs, can lead to a heart attack and put a rabbit into shock, causing sudden death. This does not happen often, and sometimes it can happen days after the incident, but it is quite possible. There you have it, listeners. In subsequent podcasts, I will be teaching processes and procedures, techniques in breeding and selection, diseases common to rabbits, the rabbit value chain, and lots more. Thanks for listening. Please check out my channel for podcasts on these and other topics. Let me know what you think by emailing marpensiorganicsconcepts@gmail.com. Bye-bye.